Day it is. Here we are in our place of worship, able to hear each other's voices, see each other's faces. Well, sort of. And even though we still can't reach out and hug one another or shake hands or linger over coffee and maple bars, we know that the Spirit holds us together in arms of grace. Many of us are still listening and watching online and on the radio. And the power of the Spirit extends to you too. If there's one thing that we are learning through these weeks of distancing and sheltering in place, it is that we are one church, one body of Christ. And as St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And to be able to celebrate the milestone of graduation today with and for Ashley and Brindley and Brandon, it gives us the added blessing of recognizing that even in these days of uncertainty, life pushes us forward, encouraging us to meet our goals, giving us higher and higher ambitions for which to strive. In a way, Pentecost is kind of a graduation itself. Like the crossing of the Red Sea or Luther's 95 Theses on the church door in Wittenberg, Pentecost ushers these disciples into a new life of apostleship and sets them on the path of a vocation that will carry them through life. Indeed, the word disciple means one who follows or learns. Disciples have rabbis, just like students have teachers. And it's the purpose of a disciple-teacher relationship to someday set that relationship aside so that the student can spread her own wings and fly. In the first chapter of the book of Acts, Jesus tells his disciples goodbye and is taken up into the sky. We call it the ascension. No doubt you who have graduated officially yesterday have had the opportunity, whether tearful or with great joy, to be able to say goodbye to your teachers in these last days and weeks. Goodbyes can be welcomed, but they can also be sad and frightening. Jesus comforts and engages his disciples by letting them know that even as they begin to fly solo, even as they make decisions about what is to come next in their lives, they will not be alone. The Holy Spirit, Jesus says, will come upon you and you will be with one another and with the Spirit wherever you go. Today, Pentecost is that day of the Spirit. It's the day of celebration in which we remember that not only did the Holy Spirit come upon those graduates of Jesus' school of learning and love centuries ago, but the Spirit continues to be with us today as we navigate lives that are often wrought with conflict and distress, but also blessing and joy. As the disciples graduate and become apostles, a word that means one who is sent or one that is given a job to do, they immediately recognize that their job, even without their full understanding of it all, impacts and transforms the lives of others. Ashley and Brindley and Brandon, whether you become engineers or computer scientists, stockbrokers or carpenters, veterinarians, plumbers, truck drivers, teachers yourselves perhaps, whatever it is that you decide to do in life, you will impact and transform the lives of others. When the Spirit comes upon the apostles, they begin to speak in ways that the world is able to hear and understand. The apostles don't
They don't wait for people to come to them. They go. And because they go, the world is never the same. Graduates like all of us gathered here today in person or online or on the radio, far and wide, whether we've graduated from high school or college or graduate school or the school of hard knocks, we celebrate with you today because of what you've accomplished, but also because of what the Spirit is doing and will do in your lives as you spread your wings and fly alongside her, flying and floating and diving and alighting within the lives of people in our world. You will speak in their tongues, and you will transform their lives. Pentecost has also been called the birthday of the church, which seems a bit odd as you consider the struggles and persecutions that the early church experienced. It was not a gracious world that the church was born into as it was given the task to preach and teach the love of God for all people in the name of Jesus Christ. Many in that first group of disciples and hundreds of the thousands that hitched their wagon to that message of the gospel ended up giving their lives for the cause. And even today, in our own communities and throughout the world, those who speak the name of Jesus are often risking their lives to do so. Still, we are born to die, and our lives are given to us, whether at birth or at graduation or at each and every moment when we open our eyes and begin the next step of our journey. Our lives are given to us as a resource to be used, worn out, and used up. Pentecost is the celebration of that life that is given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is the birthday, graduation, gift of today celebration that gives our lives purpose as we venture forth this day with the word of God's love on our lips and in our hands. It is a joy to be the ones called to carry that love of God into the world. But Pentecost cannot only be a celebration. Pentecost must also be a time for us to listen and reflect and repent. Perhaps it's easy to believe that taking the step into something that means that we have accomplished, perhaps it's easy to believe that taking the step into something new means that we've accomplished all that needs to be done and learned all that needs to be learned in the time and place from which we are leaving, that all is said and done. But Pentecost, with its call to heed the voice of the Spirit, is as much a chance to recognize our own limitations and failings as it is to celebrate our glory. And our failings are evident every day. Our failings have been on display this past week, haven't they? A man who, while certainly not innocent of all wrongdoing, but without a doubt not deserving of the death that was hastened upon him, suffocated under the knee of one sworn to defend and protect. His name was George Floyd. At the same time, looting and setting fires and wanton acts of terrorism perpetrated by some claiming to protest George's death is by no means something to be glorified. As the great teacher, Mom, used to say, two wrongs certainly don't make a right. But what strikes me is that all of this, the death and the chaos, the fear and the anger, the destruction and the pain, is an utter failure to listen. We have failed to listen to one another, and we have failed to listen to the Spirit which guides us into the love that we are called to give away to one another. Greed and privilege have deafened us to the cries of oppression, whimpered and screamed in the voices of those around us who are systematically held at the edges of society and told to wait for the crumbs of justice to fall. We, in our graduated position of rights and liberties, have left behind the knowledge that people still exist in the classroom of poverty and hunger, where the nutrition of opportunity is often as scarce as the food of today. The apostles who boldly speak the word of God at the command of the Spirit and in the languages that those from every corner of the world can hear forget that they were once the disciples who abandoned and denied and betrayed the Lord of glory, which now gives them life. We are those apostles. We are the ones who celebrate today the blessing of God's Spirit living through us. Only let us not slip into the sin of refusing to listen to that same Spirit. Let us not neglect to learn as ones who still abandon our neighbors in their hunger and still deny the racism that burns within us and still betray human lives under the knees of our own power and privilege. If today is a birthday celebration, a day of remembrance that God has given us lives of grace, let us celebrate with great joy. And let us speak in all the languages of the world the amazing things that God is doing in our world today. And let us graduate, all of us, into lives that serve others and transform lives. But let us live this life of the Spirit hand in hand with our neighbors, all of our neighbors, our classmates that we know and love, but also those who don't look like us, those who don't like the same things as us, or those who live with less, or those who love differently, or speak different languages, or have different skin colors. Pentecost sends us into our world with power and grace. The world needs power to renew and restore, and grace that loves without limit. Amen.